Welcome to Nachyomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Schupp. Chapter 25 records events that occurred 18 years prior to Churban HaBayit, when the kingdom of Yehuda was subjugated to Egypt, who colonized all the lands from the Euphrates to the Nile. The Jews were then governed by Jehoiakim, the son of the righteous Yoshiyahu, who was installed as a vassal of the Egyptians and emerged as a corrupt and self-serving tyrant who very quickly undid all his father's reforms and imposed heavy taxes on the Judean populace while he lived in an opulent palace and mimicked the immoral customs of Egyptian nobles. The word came to Yirmiyahu concerning all the people of Yehuda in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, son of Yoshiyahu, king of Yehuda, which was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. So Yirmiyahu the prophet said to all the people of Yehuda and to all those living in Yerushalayim, for 23 years, from the 13th year of Yoshiyahu, son of Amon, king of Yehuda, until this very day, the word of Hashem has come to me, and I have spoken to you again and again, but you have not listened. That year, 605 BCE, Babylonia, under the leadership of the crown prince Nebuchadnezzar, routed the Egyptian army in a major battle in northern Mesopotamia and expelled the Egyptians from the Fertile Crescent. But Jehoiakim and his cronies, like their predecessors, failed to anticipate the unfolding changes in the political climate and refused to heed the calls of various prophets to repent and avert the impending disasters. The loss of independence to Egyptians, followed by the disastrous conquest by Babylonia. And though Hashem sent all his servants, the prophets, to you again and again, you have not listened or paid any attention. They said, turn now, each of you, from your evil ways and your evil practices, and you can stay in the land that Hashem gave to you and your ancestors forever and ever. Do not follow other gods to serve and worship them. Do not arouse my anger with what your hands have made. Then I will not harm you. And instead, the elites in Jerusalem doubled down, putting all their trust in Egypt, to whom they swore their fealty, and wagered that the Pharaoh would again prevail. Their obstinance was reinforced when Nebuchadnezzar halted his campaign of conquest, learning of his father's death. He then withdrew from the battlefield to take the throne and establish his reign. However, shortly thereafter, he resumed his military missions and headed with his Chaldean troops towards Syria and Eretz Israel, thereby fulfilling Yirmiyahu's prophecy as delineated in verses 8 to 10. לכן כה אמר השם צבקות, יען אשר לא שמעתם את דבריי. הנני שולח ולקחתי את כל משפחות צפון נאום השם, ואל נבוכדרצר מלך בבל עבדי, והביותים על הארץ הזאת ועל יושביה, ועל כל הגויים האלה סביב, והחרמתים ושמתים לשמע ולשריקה ולחורבות עולם. ועבדתי מהם כל ססון וכל שמחה, כל חתן וכל כלה, כל ריחיים ואור נר. Therefore, Hashem of hosts says this, because you have not listened to my words, I will summon all the peoples of the north, and my servant Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylonia, declares Hashem. And I will bring them against this land and its inhabitants and against all these nations round about. And I will utterly destroy them and make them an object of horror and scorn and an everlasting ruin. I will banish from them the sounds of joy and gladness, the voices of bride and groom, the sound of millstones and the light of the lamp. This whole country will become a desolate wasteland, and these nations will serve the king of Babylonia 70 years. Rabbi Yosef Kara explains the idiom, the sound of millstones and the light of the lamp, as a metaphor for the joyous bustle of life in a thriving city with many homes with windows lighting up the night. In the wake of the destruction, the economy will shut down, and the noise made by the millstones grinding wheat will be silenced. No light will shine from the abandoned houses. Jerusalem will become a ghost town, deathly quiet, when Judea is emptied of its native population. This whole country will become a desolate wasteland, and these nations will serve the king of Babylonia 70 years. As a side note, you may have wondered why Yirmiyahu uses the phrase Hashem Tzvakot, particularly when speaking of Hashem's retribution. You may have pondered the meaning of Lord of Hosts, which is jarring to the contemporary ear. Chazal diverge in interpreting this name for Hashem, with some explaining that Hashem created the forces of nature and controls them, and that is the meaning of Hashem Tzvakot. Others interpret the phrase as Hashem, the God of the armies of Israel, and each Jew is Hashem's soldier. Thus we read in Shmot about the day of the Exodus, where it says, at the end of 430 years, on that very day, all the hosts of Hashem went forth from the land of Egypt, or in Hebrew, Tzivot Hashem. In the context of this chapter, this term may suggest that Hashem is the unseen force behind the victories and downfalls of human armies. In the same vein, Hashem refers to the Babylonian king as his servant, though it is doubtful that Nebuchadnezzar worshipped Hashem and consciously did God's bidding. Instead, he served unconsciously as Hashem's instrument to punish the Jews. Inasmuch as the Babylonians exceeded their brutality, God will hold them accountable. Just as Hashem would punish the kingdom of Yehuda for their traitorous and immoral behavior, so will he ultimately hold accountable the Babylonians for their tyrannical abuse of Am Yisrael and other nations. Thus, Yirmiyahu records in verses 12 through 14, but when the 70 years are fulfilled, I will punish the king of Babylon and his nation, the land of the Babylonians, for their guilt, declares Hashem, and will make it desolate forever. I will bring on that land all the things that I have spoken against it, all that are written in this book and prophesied by Yirmiyahu against all the nations. They themselves will be enslaved by many nations and great kings. I will repay them according to their deeds and the work of their hands. Hashem had instructed Yirmiyahu, whom he initially appointed as Navi Lagoyim, to forewarn the neighbors of Israel, particularly all the collaborators and persecutors of God's chosen people, be they near or far, that they are next in line to suffer God's wrath, just as Yehuda did. He describes the mission beginning with verse 15. Ki ko amar Hashem melokei Yisrael elai, kach et kos hayayin hachema hazot miyadi, vihishkita oto et kol hagoyim asher anochi sholeach otcha elehem, veshatu, vihitgoashu, vihitholelu mipnei hacherev asher anochi sholeach benotam. ואקח את הכוס מיד השם, ואשקה את כל הגויים אשר שלחני השם אליהם. This is what Hashem, the God of Israel, said to me. Take from my hand this cup filled with the wine of my wrath, and make all the nations to whom I send you drink it. When they drink it, they will stagger and go mad because of the sword I will send among them. So I took the cup from Hashem's hand and made all the nations to whom he sent me to drink it. Radak points out that all this was in a prophetic vision, which Yirmiyahu, or his protege Baruch ben Neriya, later documented and dispatched it to all the leaders of all the nations in the civilized world, particularly those that had themselves persecuted Am Yisrael, and those that gloated over the downfall of the Jews. And finally, in code, Yirmiyahu concludes verse 26. Umelech Sheshach yishteh achareihem. And after all of them, the king of Sheshach will drink it too. Rashi points out that Sheshach is the hidden name of Bavel, deciphered through the code Et Bash, among the most ancient of secret codes by which we replace an Aleph with Taf, a Bet with Shin, and so forth. Thus Yirmiyahu foretold the eventual destruction of the Babylonian Empire and sent this message to all subjugated peoples under the nose of the invaders. He then spells out the divine vengeance that awaits the Babylonians in the unspecified future for their cruelty to Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, God's nation and the holy city of Jerusalem, in verses 27 through 29. Va'amart alehem, ko amar Hashem tzvakot, Elokei Yisrael. Shtu v'shichru v'kiyu v'naflu v'lo takumu mipnei hacherev asher anochi sholeach beinechem. V'haya ki imanu lakachat hakos miyadecha lishtot, ואמרת להם, כה אמר השם צבקות, שתו, תשתו, כי הנה בעיר אשר נקרא שמי עליה, אנוכי מחל להרע, ואתם הנקה תנקו? לא תנקו, כי חרב אני קורא על כל יושבי הארץ, נאום השם צבקות. Then tell them, this is what Hashem of hosts, the God of Israel, says. Drink, get drunk, and then vomit, and fall to rise no more because of the sword I will send among you. And should they refuse to take the cup from your hand and drink, tell them, this is what Hashem of hosts says. You will drink, indeed drink it. See, in the city that bears my name, I have already begun to bring the disaster. And as for you, will you go utterly unpunished? You will not go unpunished. For I am calling down a sword on all who live on the earth, declares Hashem of hosts. The chapter closes with a vision of a cataclysmic event at some distant future time that will engulf the entire world, as Hashem brings the day of judgment to all humanity, at which time Hashem mimarom yishag, umim'on kocho yiten kolo, sha'og yishag al navehu, hedad, kidorchim ya'ane el kol yoshvei ha'aretz. Hashem will roar from on high, he will thunder from his holy dwelling, and roar mightily against his land. He will cheer like those who tread the grapes, shout against all who live on the earth. Hashem will bring charges against the nations. He will bring judgment on all mankind and put the wicked to the sword. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui Nishmat Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bat Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.